North Shore newsreaders are overwhelmingly in favor of the province's decision not to support the Indigenous-led 2030 Olympics bid, according to a new poll. Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport Minister Lisa Beer confirmed on October 27 that the provincial government would not be supporting the bid led by the Squawusevan Mesh, Squamish, Sail Wahtooth, Xm Theta Kim, Musqueam, and Lilwit-Seven Ul, Lilwit Nations, citing billions of dollars in direct costs and liabilities if the bid were to be successful. North Shore News polled 1,606 online readers and asked the question, how do you feel about the province declining to support the Indigenous-led 2030 Olympic bid? The poll ran from October 27 to November 4. Of the 1,606 votes, we can determine that 636 are from within the community. The full results are as follows. Good. It would cost way too much money when we have other priorities. 75.00% local, 74.16% total. Mixed. I didn't want the Olympics, but supporting the bid would support reconciliation. 13.99% local, 13.26% total. Bad. It would have been a great experience and good for local First Nations. 11.01% local, 12.58% total. Local total. Response to the decision from local First Nations leadership was critical, saying the move was a step back for reconciliation. We've invited the province to our table to have the discussion on the 2030 Olympics. And what happened was, they took their chairs away from our table, had the discussion on their own and made this decision without having any conversation with us, said elected Sail Wahtooth councillor Dennis Thomas. At a press conference held October 28, Squamish Nation councillor Essex Wixton, Wilson Williams, said they should have been given more time to negotiate with senior levels of government before a decision was announced. We didn't come to the table asking for a blank check, Williams said. We were given terms of, this ain't the right time. When will be the right time for Indigenous peoples to be at the forefront in this so-called spirit of reconciliation? Results are based on an online study of adult North Shore newsreaders that are located in North Vancouver and West Vancouver. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 2.44%, 19 times out of 20. North Shore News uses a variety of techniques to capture data, detect and prevent fraudulent votes, detect and prevent robots, and filter out non-local and duplicate votes.